Hello, everybody. Thank you for listening to Barely Mexican. I'm Miguel Garcia, and, well, as you all know, I'm barely Mexican. Before we get started, I do have to do a quick, well, two shout-outs. Shout-out to my cousin Daniel for making me a shirt with my logo and some stickers. I wouldn't say I have merch, but if it's a thing, let me know. And then also shout-out to the crew that I met in El Paso for my training. If you guys are actually listening to this, hey. But anyways, I have a guest here who's silently judging me right now. She's one of my best friends. And we're here to talk about sex. So this is my friend LaVey. And
hi.
Yeah, I brought her on just because, like, it'd be awkward if it was just me talking about sex. And I've only had sex, like, once in my life. So... So I was just like, well, better bring on an expert, and here we are. Just kidding. From what I've heard, the reviews weren't that great. Four stars on Yelp. On Yelp, 4 out of 5. So anyways, so while we were in training, we talked about sex quite a bit in training. Not actually like during the training itself, because it had to do with sales. But we talked about sex fairly often. And one of the things that came up was, like, how often you have sex with a partner. So one of my friends was saying that she's in a 5-year relationship and has gone, like, 8 months without sex. How? Like, what's the limit for you before you just, like, are, get over here? Are you just gonna ignore me? I'm talking to you.
For me?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
The only other person in this damn room.
You think that I'm gonna go 8 months without sex?
I don't know.
I would rather just die.
Might just be into Jesus all of a sudden.
Don't make me laugh.
Just be like, Jesus, I'm saving myself for the Lord.
For someone who's barely Christian, you should know that I'm barely religious.
Facts. That's how we bond. I'm going to hell.
Nah, if I was in a 5-year relationship and I had to, you know, wait 8 months on my partner, either something's really not right with us or there's some infidelity, because that's a long time to not want to touch your partner.
Because her excuse was like, oh, well, they have a kid.
Yeah, but people find ways around kids all the time.
Not my mom. I've walked in on my mom once. It was traumatizing. It's going in the book, BT. That moment in Spirits.
Do they know about the book?
No. No one knows about the book. Well, now that we're talking about it, I'm writing a book about all my childhood traumas. So it'll be a fun, sad little story.
It's rough, y'all.
It's real rough. There's a lot.
But, no, I know people will have, obviously, how do you get siblings? Like, people find ways around kids to have sex. And if they're using the kid thing as an excuse, then maybe they're just not that into you anymore.
Oof. Hopefully this person's not listening. Why did that have to come? Guys, she just whispered she needs to trim my eyebrows. And I'm just like, is that the reason I'm not having sex? Is because of my eyebrows?
We're making full face contact and I'm just looking at your eyebrows. And it's been like a hot minute
since It really has. And then, so we transitioned from like talking about how long they've gone without sex with a partner to like how they like to have sex. Now, keep in mind, guys, I'm a child of the Lord.
Excuse my ugly laugh.
So I don't really talk about shit like this, not willingly, unless it's someone else is already talking about it. Like, I'm not usually like, hey, let's talk about sex, baby. No, that's just not a thing I do, mostly because I don't have sex, so what's there to talk about? All the women I've disappointed in, like, this span of
the cringiness.
Yeah, no. So, yeah. So, do you have any awkward sex stories?
Oh, yeah. I really do.
Any you want to share with the class?
Oh, let me see. God, there's just so many.
Should I go first?
Yeah, because guys are sad, so then I have to, like, think about the times that I didn't like and the times that I did like, and, like, oh, guys are sad. I've had good sex, don't get me wrong.
Are you okay?
Let me make sure that y'all understand that.
Do you need a
my
hug?
My sex life is fine, let me just say. Miguel knows, he's heard it.
Yeah, but, I've seen things.
But, no, there has been moments of just, like, why did I let you touch me? So, okay. You can go first.
So I can go first?
Yeah, it's your podcast.
Because
I give you permission to go first on your own podcast.
Thank you. What a gentleman.
You're welcome, ma'am.
Breakfast.
It's ma'am.
So one, just thinking about it makes me want to cringe. And I think I told you this one already, where I was called a naughty man during sex. No, the look on her face tells me I did not tell her this. So, yeah. So, there was a quick second where I was being a hoe, and I was loving it. And, yeah, so we meet up on this app, and then she invites me over. I go over, and then, like, I'm, like, doing my thing, you know? I'm a big fan of foreplay, you know, whatever. And then, so, I'm going down on her. And then she's literally just like, oh, you're such a naughty man. And I was like, literally had to stop, was taken aback. And I was like, could you please stop talking? So.
Instant soft.
Yeah, literally, like, it was.
Flaccid.
It was rough. It was really hard to recover from that, but I don't remember how I did it. I think I was just like, you know what, we're just going to suppress this and just carry on like I do with everything else in my life. Uh-huh. And so, yeah. So needless to say, I was in and out within, I think, a grand, like, 45 minutes.
Not too bad.
Not too bad.
It's not the shortest I've ever dealt with, that's for damn sure.
I mean, could have gone longer, but all I kept hearing in my head was not a man, and I was just like, God, does it kill me now? But yeah.
It's ma'am.
It's ma'am.
Naughty ma'am.
Fuck. So yeah. So obviously. Yeah.
That's his.
That's one of them.
One. Oh god, okay. Let's see. I should have spent that time thinking about an embarrassing story.
You really should have, instead of being on Facebook.
Rude. I'm looking for houses.
Don't even like my post on Facebook.
I don't see your post on Facebook.
Oh, so you just unfollowed me on Facebook is what you're telling me?
Not the first, but...
I'm offended.
Jeez, man. Now I really have to think.
Well, don't hurt yourself.
Oh, okay. I have one. So there was this one time I was seeing this guy in El Paso, and I told you about him. And that reason why I don't like that meme anymore...
What meme? The pencil dick meme? Oh, sneaker snake. I'm a sneaker snake.
So, like, I don't know why he thought it would be, like, we were having a good time. I really liked him. And we were having sex and whatever, getting down and dirty. And then he just comes up and he starts laughing. And I'm like, why are you laughing during sex? Like, that's never a good thing, you know? So then he was like, I just thought about this old video. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, I'm a snake. And I was like, oh my God. He wanted me to stay the night. And I was just like, this fucker, like, oh, excuse my French.
It's fine.
But he like comes up and he's like, I'm a snake. And like says it like while we're doing it. And I'm just like, oh, cringe. And I was just like...
So this guy was literally inside of you and was just like, wow, fun. Fun game.
That was the downfall to me seeing him.
So then after that, you were just done. Like, you were just like, I can't ever, like, look this person in the eyes again.
Yeah.
Fuck.
It made me reflect on a lot of things in my life. And that was just not something I wanted to happen again.
I thought I was dramatic as fuck, but alright, cool. Nice to know.
This is also when I decided to try being a hoe. again for like the seventh time in my life.
Whole life and no life, ladies.
Yeah, no. I mean, plenty of disappointment to follow him, but what a book. That was just...
But up until that point, you enjoyed the sex.
Enough that he'd come here and I'd be okay with it, and then I'd go over there and I'd be okay with it, but then I was just like,
You're like, this dick isn't worth it.
It's not. Poor child.
Does he still hit you up sometimes?
No, not anymore, because that was maybe a couple years ago, and he'd hit me up a lot. Like, if I didn't respond to him on one thing, he'd respond to me on, like, he'd text me on a different thing. So I, like, muted him on all my social media for a while, because he wasn't, like, a bad guy, but I needed him to get the picture that I was ghosting him. Okay. You guys, I'm sorry. I swear I'm a nice person.
She is. She's the nicest person I know.
But...
Well, that's a lie. I'm the nicest person I know. All my friends are Satan, and I'm a child of the Lord. I just hang out with heathens.
Again, I'm a nice person, but I've made some questionable decisions in my life.
Haven't we all?
Lord.
Yeah, no. Because, like, yeah, there was also this one time, too, where, like, and it was, like, when I had first, like, and I don't think I ever told anybody this, but it was, like, when I first started, because I didn't lose my virginity until I was 21. Mostly because I was just, like, Shrimp Dick McGee over here, who's going to want to, like, sleep with me. And I'm fat, so that didn't help. Well, I'm still fat, and it's not that important. Anyways, so, like, there was this girl, like, she was, like, maybe my third or fourth sexual encounter. And yeah, and she was, like, way more into it than I was. Like, she was, like, wanting me to, like, spit in her face and, like, choke her out and, like, all this other stuff that at the time I wasn't okay with. Like, guys, I told you in my previous podcast, I was raised religiously. So I thought when I was younger that if you were holding hands with somebody, y'all was having sex. That's just how I was raised. Don't blame that on me. But, yeah, so, like, I was panicking because I was like, oh, my God. Like, it was just like, who is this person? Like, I was, at the time, was not okay with it. Well, I don't know about the spitting thing. The choking, I can do. The spitting, which was, like, literally just like, spit in my face. And I was like, help. It was like that meme, help. Was help. So, yeah. So, and then that, like, I mean, again, I pulled through because it's just rude to just, like, zip up your pants and walk out. Mama raised a gentleman.
It's fine to zip up your pants and walk out if you're, like, not feeling. Just be like.
Well, for girls, it's different. Like, for girls, like, it's easier. Is guys, it? Yeah. Like, no one's knocking on my door to sleep with me. Granted, no one really knows where I live, and I don't talk to anybody, so.
I'm sleeping with, like, one person. You can calm down.
Okay, but you
still not be mentioned.
You still have options, though.
I guess. I just turn them all down.
You're just like, eh. Scene one, seen them all.
Kinda, yeah. I mean, there's different kinds, obvi, but yeah. They're all basically just...
So then what do you look for in a sexual partner?
Honestly, I have a really high sex drive, and I kind of just need someone who can match that, because a lot of guys, like, can't keep up with how much sex I want. And I know that sounds so weird, because, like, this whole stereotype of, like, guys are always needing sex and whatever. But honestly, like, I need someone who can just, like, throw me around, keep up with me. Like, if I'm like, hey, I kind of am feeling it right now, like, I kind of need you to go and, like, do it with me. And they have to be ready for it, because, yeah, I do the mutual thing too. Like, if they're, like, ready to go, I'll be like, okay, let's do it. But yeah, I'm pretty I hate to like say this on a podcast. It's so weird. So many people are going to know.
Have four listeners.
The day you blow up, though, like.
Okay. No, literally have four listeners. And is it weird that one of them is my younger brother?
Well, now he knows.
Hey, Gabriel. Shout out to Gabriel.
But, yeah, so basically that. And then, you know, the more obvious of the things, just have to have a good connection with the person. Like, I am a person who can, like, just have sex feelings. Like, I'll just be like, okay, hey. And then, okay, bye. Like,
You got what you needed in your
life. No, sometimes. All right, let's be honest. Sometimes I don't get what I need out of it, but whatever. Yeah, no, but it's a lot better when there's like feelings there, I guess.
You think like more passionate?
More intense. It makes me feel like I can keep going and like I don't even know how to explain this. If there's feelings there, I guess I kind of just want it more with that person, and it doesn't like it makes the sex have like better feeling.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Like, I won't notice if sex is good or bad, you know? I'm just having a really good time with a good person.
LaVey, single as fuck.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna change that. That's what I'm gonna change my podcast to. Single as fuck.
Hurt. Don't tell people. Single by choice.
Obviously single by choice. Unlike me, where I'm kind of just fat and ugly and my own mother doesn't love me. But anyways, so yeah.
That was his chair.
That was my chair. Yeah, that was my chair. If it sounds like I'm farting, it's
the chair.
Because I'm fat and it's like dying.
Shout out to Leo. My dog, my little blonde cocker spaniel.
Who's like judging his mother. Who's also seen some shit. Y'all want to talk about that? We can talk about it.
We do not want to talk about
that. I think we do want to talk about it. Let's talk about it.
Because then we're going to have to talk about me seeing Miguel naked for the first time.
That was your choice, though.
It was not. You were drunk and just walked down into the living room and
I was like, what? I don't remember that, but okay. What? When did that happen?
When we were here drinking. Like, one of the first times we were all drinking, a lot together. Huh. And then you just, like, walked out and sat on your chair, like, buck-ass naked. And we were just like, okay. Everyone was all hyped that you finally felt comfortable to be naked.
Damn, I must have been fucked up. Yeah. And then that kind of just became a trend of me just getting drunk and then throwing up. It made me so sad. But yeah, so Leo has seen some shit. Well, now that you threw my shit out there, which I clearly don't even remember, let's talk about it. Let's talk about how you tried to lie to me, saying y'all was making sushi.
No. Let's not.
Why not? It's a funny story.
Oh my god.
It's because literally the day before that, we were watching how Seg sent you to the ER. So it's like, come on, it's a good story.
I guess.
Okay.
Or he who shall not be named is involved in this.
Yeah, we're, I mean, again, no one listens. Like, I have an estimated of 4 followers, so shout out to you guys, the real MVPs. But yeah, so needless to say, what did I have to get from your house? I had to get something from your house.
You were just stopping by after work.
Wasn't I supposed to? I guess. I don't know. I thought I was supposed to get something.
No, because we were hanging out and making sushi, and then you were like, I get off at 6, and we were like, okay, well, we're here. And you were coming by, and then it happened, and we were like, do you know how to put a table back together?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, so I was just like, sure. And then, like, literally, I get there, and, like, their table's in half. In, like, actual, like, half.
Broken.
And then I was like, what happened? And she was like, we were making sushi. And I was like...
Which we went to the store, bought the crab, the shrimp, the avocado, you were, like, beating cucumbers, this fucking rice. Like, we had everything. And we were literally about to start making sushi. And then, you know, I sex drive on both sides. And one was just like, hey. And I was like, okay, yeah, sure. And then they were like, the table. And I was like, no, because this table is really old. And they were like, the table. And then they, like, barely put me on there. And it was just all, and, like, broke in half. Excuse my bad sound effect noises. But, like, at the time, you guys, I had, like, a tube coming out of my kidney because my kidney wasn't working on its own. So like I literally had this tube connected to a bag, like on my leg, coming out of my kidney. And like I felt that the floor was like wet and the table was wet, but I wasn't like putting two and two together. And like I went to go figure out how to like clean stuff up and like what we were doing to put things back together, and I feel my like back is like soaking wet, and I was like, what the hell? And I look, and literally in the process of breaking the table while getting frisky and making sushi, I broke my tube, literally coming out of my back, literally just like ripped the tube in half.
Yeah, so we end up taking her to the ER, and then so they didn't tell me any of this. All they told me is they was making sushi. So it wasn't until we get to the ER, they take her in, and then they're like, oh, well, what caused the thing to break? And then, so we had just watched a show.
On Hulu.
On Hulu. Shout out. Where, not sponsored, but a.
soon to be.
Right.
Hopefully.
For real. What was I saying? Oh, where they, sex had sent you to the ER. And so literally this girl had lied about how this guy had hit his head or whatever. So they thought she was trying to like murder her husband or something. And it became like this big escalated thing. And so she like panicked and didn't want that to happen. And then the truth came out and I was judging and laughing the whole damn time.
And so was the nurse.
It was hilarious. It was great. It was a fun bonding moment, I think.
It was not. I was completely embarrassed.
Why?
Because I got sent to the ER. That was not okay.
I mean, it'll be a fun story to tell the grandkids.
What grandkids?
I have no idea. Somebody's grandkids. I got some no random kids. Children.
You ain't got no kids. He ain't got no kids. And we ain't having kids together.
So, yeah. I don't know. We'll just steal somebody's grandkids and then tell them our awkward sex stories.
No, these kids cannot deal with my, like, sexual prowess.
If anything, I feel like they're just going to judge you. Because they're just going to be like, have some standards, you know?
You're one to talk. I've seen your ex.
Oh, that's true. Forgot about that.
I mean, yes and no. I've had some, like everybody, some dimes plus 99s and some definite twos.
Some solid twos.
And zeros.
Like, have you ever just walked out? Like, have you ever just been, like, deuces?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. I sound like such an evil bitch, but honest to God, like, it was just so bad. Like, this is another guy that I was seeing. Again, I was hoeing. And this is like a friend of a friend, and this friend of mine lived in El Paso, and she had posted like a video of her friends and her having like a game night, and I was like, hey, your friend's kind of cute. And she was like, really? And I was like, yeah, he's kind of cute. And she was like, he said you're cute too. And I was like, okay, cool. So like, not to like shame or anything, like this is not shaming people, but like, God, the sex was so bad. Like,
what was bad about it?
He made a hand gesture and
sorry, shrimp dick, like,
well, I don't know, like, how did we were like lying there and he's like making me watch Sherlock, which I didn't mind because I ended up getting into Sherlock after this encounter.
So there's at least one plus to it.
One plus. But like, he was so into it and he was like, I love Sherlock Holmes, like, I have watched this show like 1,000 times. Like, I know everything that's about to happen and what they're going to say. And like, we all have shows like that. Like, mine is Futurama. I can fucking quote it backwards and forwards. But like, no, it was just really creepy when you're lying in bed with this guy and you're only there for like one thing. He's like, it sounds like he's getting off to Sherlock. It's kind of weird. And then he like tried kissing me. And let me just tell you, it was rough.
Tongue up the nostril.
It was just gross. It was, I have this thing that if I'm not attracted to a person during sex, I'm not gonna like kiss them. And he kept trying to kiss me. And nothing grosses me out more than trying to kiss me when I don't want to kiss you. I will literally go a whole sex session without kissing a person.
Right. Well, that's the whole way. That's whole 101.
And I just, yeah. Well, he didn't get that memo. He was like, and he would not leave me alone. So he kept trying to kiss me and it grossed me out. And then like, obviously he was playing around and I was like, ugh, gross. And then like, boom goes the dynamite. He like shoved it in there and I felt absolutely nothing go in there. And I asked that question that every guy hates to be asked, the, is it in you?
So you just like ruined his career.
Well, his career was ruined when he was given the given the things he was given. It basically felt like a finger. Thought it was his finger. Was not great. Not my best experience. I literally felt absolutely nothing.
I'm never having sex again.
The amount of faking that had to be done in this session was so sad. It was all fake.
So what, like, when have you like walked out? Like, what caused you to just be like, I can't do this. Like, bye.
Well, I just was like, I couldn't take it because I was just like not getting anything out of it, and I was just like, okay, I'm done, and like. Got dressed and I was like, I'll talk to you later, and like dipped.
That's what like, I don't know, like, I'm always paranoid about that though, like if they're actually enjoying themselves or if they're like faking it. I always say I've never gotten any complaints, but then I don't stick around for them to complain either, so I'm just like, oh well.
I mean, sometimes. I'm sure I don't have a good track record with some people and I have a better track record with others. But I wouldn't know because all the ones that I think the sex is like super terrible with always comes back. And I'm just like, then it wasn't me.
You're like, not my problem. But yeah, wow. That's so sad. You okay? Fuck.
I'm fine.
Now, have you ever been, like, how long have you been in a relationship where the sex is bad? Like, can you be in a relationship with bad sex?
Have you met my ex?
No, I haven't. I don't plan on meeting him.
Yeah. So I was with my ex for like a year and a half-ish, maybe a little over. And I guess I like that whole thing I was telling you before where like if I'm super into the person, I kind of just don't notice. But like you reflect on things after you go like get out of a bad relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And like I definitely reflected on the fact that our sex was just bad all the time, like literally since day one, and I guess I just didn't notice because I like cared about him too much that I didn't want it to be bad, but it was very bad.
Yeah. So love can overlook a lot of things.
Well, yeah, like he wasn't a big like giver or receiver of head. He like hated it.
Even receiving it?
Receiving. I had to use a flavored condom. Like, he was like, you have to use a condom if you're going to give me head. And I was like, well, I'm not going to use the nasty-ass Trojan.
Hold on, sorry. It's going to stop recording. And so there might be, like, a slight pause.
Okay. We're back.
Yeah, sorry about that.
So I wasn't going to use, like, a nasty-ass rubber tire-smelling Trojan. So, yeah. And he was, like, not about it. And I was just like, okay. And then he was like, I don't go down on women because I believe that the lips down there are sacred and the ones that you have on your mouth are for only kissing. But I was, like, so seeing through rose-colored glasses in love with him that I was like, okay, that's fine. And, like, yeah. And then there was just like literally a whole like, I don't know, 3 to 5 month period of our like relationship where like sex would only last at most 2 to 5 minutes. Yeah, I got literally nothing out of it. And he'd be like super upset, but I was just like, oh, it's okay. Like, it was good. It was good. We can go again in a minute. And like, again, just another 2 to 5 minutes after that. It was like, couldn't do anything to get the dude going, or at least to calm him down enough to get me going.
Fuck. Yeah, no. I can honestly say that's never really been my problem. Well, I mean, nice. I've had quickies for sure. Like, I think the shortest is like 15 minutes.
Same.
But like,
to 30 minutes.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I've never, like, that was one of my biggest concerns of, like, especially when I first started having sex, was just, like, how long is this gonna last? How long is this gonna be a thing? And so, yeah. And needless to say, I didn't disappoint in that area. In other areas, I'm pretty sure. What's your dog doing? Her dog's like nesting on my bed. Like, he's like,
he's fluffing it up. You have your bed too flat for him.
Because I'm fat. I'm sorry. I like sink in.
My dog has standards.
Okay, well, your dog can get the fuck out of my house. Have you ever cried during sex, or has anyone cried with you during sex? Because I have done that. I have cried during, I was drunk one time. It was with my ex, and I was drunk, and it was my birthday, and we went out to a little bit. And we were, like, I got fucked up because I was just like, it's my birthday. I'm going to get fucked up. And so I got fucked up. And then she was like, hey, let's do things. And I was like, okay, cool. And then I started crying because I was drunk. And then apparently I said a lot of things.
So no, I've never, like, cried during sex or had anyone cry on me, God bless, because that okay. whole walkout thing from earlier would have happened.
When you just got up and was like, bye?
Yeah. Huh, okay. Not to sound heartless, y'all. Again, I swear I'm a kind of nice person. But I have had, like, a guy get so, like, nervous because he was going to have sex. Like, he really liked me.
Hmm. That's sweet.
But I really didn't like him, and I was kind of just in for the, like, in and out of it.
Right.
I felt really bad afterwards. Because he got really attached. But he, like, was super excited that we were going to, like, do stuff. And he couldn't get it up.
Oh. See, no, that's never been a problem. No matter how drunk I got or anything, like, that's never been an issue, thank God. Not that there's much to get up anyways, but hey.
Oh, my God.
It works.
I swear, you guys. I've seen what he's working with. It's not as bad as some of the things I've seen.
She's just being nice because she's on my podcast.
No.
This is just her being nice.
Head southeast on South Solano Drive.
Are you Google mapping something right now? What is happening? Apparently, I'm not. My podcast isn't cool enough for her.
Well,
to, like,
Daniel wants to go hiking when you're at work, so we're gonna go
without on. Me. You fat bastards.
We'll take you when we figure it out.
Where are you guys going to go hiking?
Slot Canyon.
I don't want to go. Okay, well, now I'm just mad. Now I feel excluded from
You're
things.
You're not excluded. You just have to work today, and we didn't go yesterday. Yeah.
Okay, but whose fault was that?
Yours.
Why was it my fault?
I don't know.
Okay, well, now I'm offended, so.
No.
Thank you for listening. Yeah. We're going to see if we can make this a part two. Because
I feel like even though it's already a two-parter.
Well, this is going to all end up in one episode.
Gotcha. Sorry. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Eventually, Daniel's going to join in with us if he wants to talk.
And yeah, there will be more fun sex stories or not so fun. I don't know. Anyways, follow me on Twitter at BarelyMexican. Email me at BarelyMexican95@gmail.com for your questions. I am not qualified to give any advice at all whatsoever, but hey, I'll give it a shot. That's basically it.
Don't follow me because I don't follow strangers. but
I didn't throw any of your information out there.
Exactly.
But okay, that's enough for today. I need to go to church now.